I will call this meeting to order, 10:30. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the Rock County check sheet.
You're skipping my items of note from the previous day's work session.
That's
yes.
Part of it.
Right?
We always do this first.
That's not what this agenda says.
But this isn't even on there. This needs to be on there.
Oh, is it missing?
Oh, no,
no, it's right there.
Well, they switched the order on us.
I have no idea.
You switched the order on them.
We've been doing it wrong all these months.
I'm just going in order.
Okay, well, it's your prerogative.
I need to open it.
I mean, my prerogative, I'm going to go ahead and follow the agenda as written.
Got it. I apologize, Madam Chair.
You are fine. No problem. Okay, yesterday we had our work session. We had some updates from the county manager and attorney, a discussion of a board retreat for the commissioners, updates on the impacts to SNAP recipients in Route County due to the governmental shutdown, building department update, planning department update, and interviews for the Board of Adjustments. No decisions were made.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the Route County check sheet for January 15th, 2019. Accounts payable check cycle date January 7th through January 11th in the amount of $305,541.17.
I will second your motion. Tom, please give us any items of note. Thank you.
Just what happens today, I don't have any. The items in the on the accounts payable are employers' payment of employers' taxes and employee deposits to accounts.
Thank you very much. And we need to take a vote, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Do you make all the motions when Doug's not here? What do we do?
You know, we trade off back and forth.
So I make motions to myself.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I will move to approve the consent agenda.
And we usually say consent agenda items.
Say what they are? Yeah.
Just by letter.
Yep. A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, just tell you, Beth, from the questions you asked me this morning about
yes,
the
thank
DHS
you.
Thing that's been changed.
And I saw okay. the email exchange regarding, and I agree with that. That's yes. the way it works.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Thank you for following up on that.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. All right, public comment. We will take public comment.
Come on up, Chris.
Yeah. Come on up, Chris.
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, Commissioner Melton. Doug,
nice to meet you.
Good to see you.
Tim, good to see you, sir. Is Doug out of the office today?
He's at Colorado River District meetings today.
Okay. Chris Middledorf, Area Wildlife Manager. Because it's the first time we've met, I manage all the wildlife operations for Colorado Parks and Wildlife in Rouse County and Jackson County. So I have four district wildlife managers who are the wildlife officers that we see on a day-to-day basis that are in Rouse County. I have one that's here in Steamboat Springs that goes all the way to Hayden and also to the Conalabai North Route, West Route, and then South Route. And then two wildlife officers in Jackson County. We also have an assistant area wildlife manager who's a recently created position to help me out with a lot of stuff and also help our folks out. It wasn't created with a new FTE, but we had to absorb one of the positions that we had within our team. And our main office, as you know, is in...
Who is that?
Josh Dilley. And Josh he's been with us for 20 plus years. Then we have wildlife property technicians that manage all of our state wildlife areas, one in Rouse County and one in Jackson County. So they're doing all the habitat work and everything else that you see in Chukluis or Yampa River State Wildlife Area. And then we also work very closely with our parks as well. And what I think is fascinating about Rouse, Jackson, or my area So we have four parks, you know, the three here in Rouse County and then State Forest State Park over in Jackson. So we're involved in anything that has to do with wildlife, whether it's education, law enforcement, land use and development, outdoor recreation, inventory and counts, management of our big game herds, our small game, our species of special concern. The list goes on and on. So I look forward to working with you, and we've had a good working relationship with the commissioners, and I hope that we can continue on with that. The reason that I came to
you... Let me interrupt for a second, Chris. So when we have special use permits, typically we do a referral to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. In particular, we've relied upon their expertise to provide conditions of approval, wildlife conditions of approval around oil and gas drilling permits. Mm-hmm. Typically, we have accepted their suggested conditions. We're not required to, but we have shown a lot of trust in them.
Great.
Yeah, we work over in Jackson County. We have Sandridge Oil and Gas Company, and we work with them every day. And obviously, have greater sage grouse and serious concerns about wildlife, but. To me, I think the basis of everything is a relationship, where we can find ways of working with those different entities. Obviously, we do, we're responsible to the wildlife and to the people of Colorado that we're making recommendations and suggestions that are, going to protect those species. But we recognize the importance of development, whether it's energy development or housing development and recreational development. As Tim mentioned, we get SUPs and CUPs from the county and then other, developments that are coming online and hope to work with the developers in the county on trying to, find the best solution.
Great.
Yeah. But the reason I came to you today, to the commissioners, is that we are working on an access easement on approximately 1,600-acre property called the Flanders Ranch. The Flanders have been in Rouse County for multiple generations. They have graciously wanted to step forward and do a conservation easement with the TNC and with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We're a third party to it and help fund that conservation easement.
Including in the county participating
yep,
with PDR.
With PDR funds. The second part of it was to get an access easement, and that's what CPW is paying for. It's approximately $480,000 that would give us public access to that 1,600-acre property. During our negotiations or discussions with the Flanders family, their concern was, we don't want to see the place overrun. How can we make access in a way that people can enjoy it, but at the same time, we have to worry about people getting into our cows and some of the other issues that they have. What we were able to negotiate is every year-round fishing access, which is pretty important. We have a lot of fishing access here in town, but on reaches further west, we don't have fishing access. There will be watchful wildlife access. And then during the big game seasons, we figured a way of getting at least 8 people per season of the 8 seasons that we have that will be allowed to use the property up to. That would be a manageable number. We might find that 8 people on that property might be too many. And we need to gear it back to 4. But, of course, having access for hunting, fishing, and watching wildlife is very important to us for an access easement. We will be taking this access easement forward to the Capital Development Committee of the Legislature in February. The date has yet to be determined, and what I need to do is get letters of concurrence and support from our county commissioners and our legislators. But at the same time, if the commission does not want to support that access easement, I fully understand. But I brought a letter today, and I believe you received an email from me probably on Saturday. I'm terrible about communicating on the weekends, calling 10 winners a traffic jam on rabbit ears in July on Saturday because one of his constituents is upset about how long it's taking to get home. But I did want to share with you that letter. It is signed by my supervisor, who is the regional manager, J.T. Romansky, and asking for your support for this access easement. I think it'll be a great opportunity. We have the county and many of our private landowners have worked diligently over several decades to conserve a tremendous amount of property along the Yampa River. And this is a very unique riparian corridor. I just think it's an excellent opportunity. So I'll leave it with that. If you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer them and see what you guys think. I don't have a deadline on the letter. It does say the 18th of January. But if this is something the commissioners need to discuss for some time, that's absolutely fine. But whenever you are done, let me know.
I think we would need to have this as an agenda item if we were going to sign on to this.
Yeah,
if all three of us were going to sign on to it. So if you would submit an agenda form, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Talk to that person.
Yeah.
So she told me to talk to her. You guys just like, don't leave me out of the loop.
Yeah. So we'd love to have you back and we can have some discussion around that.
Speaking for myself, I'm going to be supportive of this.
Okay. Excellent.
And then I think we noticed that you had another one set up for...
I did. So when I sent it to Helena, the thing was, right, Helena? I wanted my boss, when he sent me it, it was a PDF with the representative's letter on top. And I just said, because I can't separate them, you can just throw that
away. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, I imagine you're going to have a difficult time having Dylan Roberts sign a letter of support when he's chairman of the Capital Development Committee.
I'm not sure how it's going to play out.
And then, what else did I? Question did I have for you? No, I mean I think it's a great thing. You know that I've
is this what
time,
you emailed to us?
It is
okay. Then
for
I
a long time, I've been frustrated by the conservation business that we do through the PDR that don't include any element of public access. So I'm thrilled to support public access across property that we've helped conserve.
Absolutely.
That's a really good thing. I just have something. I just want you to take this with you and read it and get back with me with your comments. You can just give me a call or send me an email and let me know what you think about that. It's an opportunity for Safe Passages for Wildlife Project through Rocky Mountain Wild. Sounds like, and I don't know if you had any experience with what went on in Summit County.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Understood.
So let me know what you think about that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll get with Helena. I'll try to get back in next week. And Beth, if you ever want to sit down and get coffee and talk about any...
That's the other thing. You know, we...
It's okay. I respect the coffee.
Well, it's about coffee. We meet once a month with our land partners, and I think it'd be great if you could go occasionally.
Okay.
But anytime that you want to discuss, there are so many wildlife topics, issues, concerns in the county, and I just want to make sure that you know that door's always open and to be transparent about everything, because you'll hear from one side and you'll hear from the other side. Usually I'm stuck in the middle. So
great.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Do you want it to be with your letterhead, or could it be on ours?
I think we would like to be in our letterhead, but the signature is at the bottom, if that's possible.
Okay, that's fine. I was just going to, if you could just public comment, and we will have you guys come on up, talk to us about microwave equipment and services waiver request. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Tell us what we need to know.
We are here for consideration to waive the formal purchasing process and approve the award and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Castle Rock Microwave, LLC, in the amount of $148,936.74. We're asking for a sole source because Castle Rock is the state supplier or the best supplier?
They're the firm with the most knowledge about our existing network and equipment, and they are also authorized to provide matching equipment to the Emerald Mountain site that existing is in place. Through discussion months ago with other vendors, recommendation from other vendors was to work directly with Castle Rock Microwave because the other vendors were essentially going to work with them and work as a subcontractor. So the most cost-effective thing was just to work directly with the person, the individual, the firm that was going to end up doing the work anyway from these other vendors. So
was that the most cost-effective or the most timely?
I feel like both. And like I said, the cost-effective thing, two of the other vendors were going to contract directly with Castle Rock Microwave and just add their fee on it. So that's why we just started working directly with Castle Rock Microwave based on that discussion with the other vendors.
Just noting that obviously we're asked for water, but you know, we're well outside of the normal way we would do a purchase of this amount. $148,000 sole source is pretty high.
Okay.
What do our policies state about
It's a lot less than that. It's a dollar. What's the dollar threshold that we were required to ask?
I don't know that we have an actual dollar set amount.
It's $20,000 for essentially kicking it into a different process, but it's not per se a threshold for
waiving
source or waiving
source.
Yeah. It's really about the process to verify the price and to make sure that we've gotten the best process of what we've verified. What we're trying to do is the right thing to do, but also that we verify that the prices that are available in the market.
That's
typically why we do purchasing the way we do it.
Are you suggesting, in retrospect, we should have gone ahead and entertained several different bids, knowing that the other bids would have been significantly higher because of their markup?
Well, I'm not suggesting that you would do it just to do it. I'm suggesting you do that sort of thing to verify the price and verify information. That's why we do purchasing the way we do, and that we are trying to make sure that we purchase things, with the public being able to, all vendors being able to bid on something, and so that's why we run the purchasing process.
So waiving shouldn't be considered lightly.
Yeah, that's really what I'm getting at.
No, not at all.
And I just put Jason on the spot because we're talking about waivers on a somewhat regular basis, and I'm trying to, as a purchasing director, clamp down a little bit on that.
For the record, I don't mind being put on the spot. In hindsight, in retrospect, I think probably could have gotten some things in writing from these other vendors just to show this is exactly what they're telling me. And I did not do that. I did not have that in writing from them. It's a verbalization of, well, you just need to work with them directly. You're going to be better off. Going to be better off financially working with them directly, because that's all we're going to do. We're going to subcontract and work with them directly.
And there's a limited range of potential suppliers.
There is a limited range of potential suppliers, exactly.
How limited?
There's probably a couple of people on the front range that could potentially do this work. The discussion with a couple of the vendors and some engineers was that because Castle Rock Microwave had done this other work to Emerald Mountain, and essentially what we're doing is adding a new path to Mount Warner, and we're increasing the capacity of that equipment at Emerald Mountain. That was a recommendation from multiple other vendors and engineers to just work with them directly.
I've heard a few different people say in retrospect, but this isn't approved yet, so why in retrospect?
I say in retrospect, meaning if I could have went back 8 or 9 months and maybe taken a little bit different approach with the process.
Our process isn't going to be immediate, right? So if we put out an RFP or did a quote-unquote typical process, it would still take probably a couple months.
It's a 60-day process.
Exactly.
So,
before we even come to
so Jason, I assume that you had the opportunity to look at the itemized quote.
Yes.
From Castle Rock.
Yes, sir.
And
thoroughly.
Which I appreciate the fact that they gave an itemized quote. I'm always frustrated when I see a quote that just has one number on it, which is the total price. So I guess my question is, you had the opportunity to examine the itemized items in the quote, and did each one of those individual items appear to be reasonable?
Based on the work that's being done, I think it's more than reasonable, yes. I feel like it's very sort of industry standard based on the design service that they're talking about doing, the amount of time that's required to do that, and the amount of work that they're going to actually be doing here on site at our tower sites and the comm center planning and so forth. Felt like it was more than reasonable.
And there is a deadline for this.
Well, we are now, yes, we are under time considerations based on Clef's schedule and communications move over to the new facility and so forth. We need to get somebody started on this licensing and engineering work pretty quick.
Well, I'm satisfied with the explanation that I've received so far.
I think given the fact that this is outside of the range of what we would normally waive the formal process, I would feel more comfortable if we had some formal information about what you heard, talked informally with these other vendors about, just to Dan's point around stewardship of taxpayer money and just demonstrating that we have done our due diligence. But I don't want to hold up the process either. So maybe you might suggest how we could go about including that in this documentation.
When we are actually in the process of updates to our purchasing manuals, that's some information we can require of sole source justifications as well, you know, without necessarily, you know, it sounds like we would be holding up his process in an unfair way, but, you know, I think that's something we can include in training for department heads.
For future reference.
For future.
Yeah, I think
in retrospect.
To me, it feels a little bit problematic asking for that kind of justification if, in fact, we're going to move forward with this today.
Absolutely. Yeah. I understand that.
I do understand the direction, and I certainly feel like moving forward, I would not take a different – I mean, I would take a different approach and make sure that I had some things in writing ahead of time to back up basically what I'm saying, so you're not taking my word for my discussion with these different vendors.
I think we trust your word. Me, it's the, you know, our constituents.
You and I haven't worked together
Absolutely.
Enough to build up the same trust level that I have with the other commissioners. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I see that the expenditure is $2,400 bucks approximately beyond the revenue. Do we anticipate a supplemental budget?
Or? I don't think so, and the reason why that is because of the performance bond that we requested and shipping, that we did not anticipate there being the shipping cost ahead of time or did not ask them to include that. So my original budget request, that's the difference, the 20-something hundred,
okay.
Those two items.
And it's your belief we won't need a supplemental budget in order to
account for that? I think there is a possibility that there is a little wiggle room in their design services, the $16,800 line item, that we should get a reduction in that. He's estimated a little bit high based on the work that we're pretty sure is going to need to be done. So in my discussion with the vendor, Mr. Bonomo with Castle Rock Microwave, is that that number is high and we know it's high, so I anticipate that being reduced. Now, I don't know how much.
So I might reword the motion to include the phrase in an amount not to exceed.
Okay. Are you making the motion?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I move to waive the formal purchasing process and approve the award and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Castle Rock Microwave LLC in an amount not to exceed $148,936.74.
Second. Any discussion?
I'd like to ask the chair to sign the notice of award to Castle Rock.
So
that would be separate, right? Or is that?
Wait a minute. The motion was for the county manager to electronically sign.
That's the PO.
The purchase order.
That's the purchase order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so do we need a separate motion to do this? The notice of award.
The notice to proceed. Yes. Is that what it is?
No, that's the notice of award.
Notice of award.
Amend the motion.
Or you can amend your motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to amend my motion to include, in addition to the authorization for the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order, to also authorize your signature on the notice of award to Castle Rock Microwave LLC in an amount not to exceed $148,936.74.
I will second your revised motion. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks very much. Thank you.
I'm staying here.
Yeah, you have some more business, don't you? I will call him so that he goes ahead and gets the performance bond in the works. He said it would take more than a day or two. Yeah,
he needs that award to take to his insurance company.
Okay, and the rest of the agreement.
Yeah. As soon as I have those back, I have to have the bonds before I take it back to the
attorney. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Absolutely.
I'm out of business right now. I'm waiting for Road and Bridge.
No. All right, we have consideration to approve purchase of a backhoe, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
So we're here to ask for consideration by the Board of County Commissioners to approve the purchase order and authorize the county manager to electronically sign a purchase order for one new Caterpillar 420F2 2019 backhoe 4x4, complete to be used by the Road and Bridge Department at the Hayden Shop, to Wagner Equipment in the amount of $111,644.94.
And that amount includes the trade-in that we gave to Wagner. They decided to take our old backhoe, the 1999 backhoe that it was very due for replacement, lots of hours, and it was starting to get worn out, and the hydraulics were having some issues. So they gave us a pretty good trade-in.
Wagner's original quote was a low bid by just a few dollars, but we were able to negotiate that trade-in and add a few enhancements to the equipment we're buying.
So the $111,644 includes the trade-in?
Yes.
And the proposed revenue here is not the amount from the trade-in? Or it is?
Proposed revenue is $13,000.
Yes,
$13,000. So, yeah, so that's actually we have left over because our original budget number was $125,000.
Okay.
So we're under budget.
Yes. But that was the trade-in amount?
That's a little misleading the way it was placed on the agenda communication form because it really looks like to us we didn't have any money budgeted
to
this backup.
Yes, we need to change that.
Okay.
I want to take the parentheses off the budget.
Okay. No, we have budgeted $125,000, and we're getting it for $111,000.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. That makes me feel quite a bit better about this backup.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
Do you have any other questions?
No, you ready for a motion?
Sure.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move that we approve the purchase and authorize the county manager to electronically sign a purchase order for one new Caterpillar 420F2, a 2019 backhoe 4x4 complete to be used by the Road and Bridge Department at the Hayden Shop, to Wagner Equipment Company in the amount of $111,644.94, noting that that price and, accounts for the value of the trade-in.
I will second your motion. And is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great. How are you?
Life is good.
Hi.
A little chilly out there.
You met last week.
Okay. Thank you for the reminder. So many
I
people.
I trimmed my beard a little bit.
Oh, maybe that's it. All right. So we
under orders or
yeah, dress code and purchase. The general told me to do it.
So we are looking at a state bid vehicles for the Route County Sheriff's Department. Correct.
So the consideration for approval for a purchase and authorization of the county manager to electronically sign a purchase order to John Elway Chevrolet in the amount of $144,484 for vehicles for the Route County Sheriff's Office. In addition, we also request the approval not to exceed $73,397.96 to Avtech Electronics for all four emergency vehicle upgrades.
So, four Chevy Tahoes that we're going to buy for the sheriff.
I would note on the background information on the agenda communication form, they're listed as F-250s.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I didn't change that.
No, they are actually Chevy Tahoes that we're purchasing for the sheriff.
And four, correct?
Four of them. Three of them were scheduled for replacement for the old vehicles, and one is replacement for the total loss that we had last week. So a total of four. The final price includes all the outfitting through Avtech Technologies, which is estimated about $18,000 per vehicle. And that's
so this comes on the heels of our conversation with the sheriff last week and the whole idea of moving away from the pickup trucks to SUV-style vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions?
No. Ready for a motion?
So this is this two separate purchase orders, or is this one purchase
one.
Order?
One purchase
order. Well, it'd be one for the vehicles and then one for the...
Yeah, so one for Avtec, one for the vehicles, yeah. So okay. That affiliate company is a different agency.
But we can, I think we can do that in one motion.
In one motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, I would move to approve the purchase and authorize the county manager to electronically sign a purchase order to John Elway Chevrolet for four vehicles for the Round County Sheriff's Office in the amount of $144,480. In addition, we also request the approval not to exceed $73,397.96 to Avtec Electronics for all four emergency vehicle upgrades.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Motion carries. So